today's topic, 8 reasons why homes are a good investment. All right, if you guys tuned into the previous podcast, we talked about, are we in a recession? And of course, based on the data that I provided in that podcast, yes, we are in a recession right now, unfortunately. But just because that is the case does not mean we should stop doing what we're doing, that we should panic and run around like Chicken Little with our heads cut off. This is actually a great opportunity to talk about real estate, talk about home building and homes in general, and why they are a good reason to make that purchase and own when we're going into a recession. And so we're going to jump right into that. And I've created 8 reasons why it's a good idea to invest in real estate during a recession. So with that, let's begin. Number one, real estate is still a stable investment. Now, yes, housing can go up, housing can go down in value. But generally, a house is a buy and hold. And it's the only product that you can live in and use, and it can be worth more down the road. And generally, on a trend line over a 5-year period or a 10-year period, if you take any time during history, the average value of that home is going to go up. Okay? Now, for certain periods of time, you may see a decline in value. As long as you're not selling during that deep decline, you're okay. You know, I've lived in my home for 20 years. It's worth well over double what I originally put into it. Yeah, there's been quite a few years, the 2010 to 2013 era. And, you know, potentially coming up now, there's going to be a decline in the value for a little bit. But that doesn't mean my house isn't worth double anymore. It's still gonna be worth way more than I ever paid for it. And it's used. It's got a used roof. It's got used siding on it. It needs repainting. So yeah, it's a stable and it's a good investment. The second reason why housing is a good investment is that we still have a net deficit of housing in the market. And there's 2 points of evidence that I'm gonna point you to. Number one, let's just look at Wisconsin, for example. The months of inventory of homes in MLS right now. A healthy market is 6 months. We're still at 2.6 months of inventory of homes on the market. That means we don't even have enough homes on the market for buyers out there. So that means that there's going to still be a strong demand for housing for a while. Nationally, we're underbuilt by 500,000 homes. And the reason this has happened is that during the last big recession, which was the housing bubble, and the housing industry was a big part of that recession, we lost half our workforce. We stopped building, and we still needed to produce units, and we have never replaced that labor in the market. So we still need to build homes just to replace homes that are, you know, getting destroyed for the population growth and so on and so forth. So we're still very underbuilt. We need to be building about 1.1 million homes a year. And if we're heading into a recession now, we'll probably build slightly less than that. Maybe it's 900,000. And again, that's just going to add to the underbuilt section of the economy. So when things do turn around, which they will, then we're going to have even more homes that we got to build. And it's just going to continue to push the demand up for housing. So the prices may decline for a short while, but then you're going to see another rapid rise in pricing. So overall, it's going to be a stable or a good investment. The third reason why housing is a good investment is scarcity. Okay? Listen, there's only so much land on the planet, and there's only so much that's buildable. And then given the restrictions that we have, it takes a long time to get land approved to build. So that's going to create that natural scarcity for not only land, but lots, even new homes. We can't just all of a sudden overnight produce 1 million new homes. They take months and months to build, and especially now, even longer. That's going to continue to produce and push the scarcity of housing, which is going to continue to slowly appreciate the price of homes. So again, you're going to see there's a lot of pressure there to keep, you know, the housing moving along and keep the pricing going up because, quite frankly, even if things decline for a while, again, we're underbuilt, you can only make so much of it, it takes so long to make it, that these things will kind of outlast that. And they're going to there's more factors to push the pricing up than there are to push it all the way down. So could it go down temporarily for several months to a year, maybe a year and a half? Absolutely. But then they're going to bounce back. It's kind of like a rubber band, like it's going to snap, right? You know, pull it back a certain distance, it's going to go, and it's going to snap right back, and the prices are going to shoot back up very quickly. So actually, I would argue that if we are into a recession and prices start to decline a little bit, it'll be an absolutely phenomenal time to buy something because you're going to have a pretty big rebound shortly thereafter. Okay, the fourth reason why it's a good investment to buy homes or land is that you can borrow against it. So let's say you buy this land and you have some equity in it. If you ever need to get money back out of it, you can borrow against it. So instead of just getting rid of it and then losing money on it, you can borrow against it. It's an asset. Depending on how much money, of course, you have into it and so on and so forth and what it's appraised at versus what you paid for it, it's an asset that you can leverage. And that's an incredibly powerful thing to have. The fifth reason why housing in real estate is a good investment is that you look at an apartment, for example. You have cost control over a home in general. You do not have that with an apartment. Let me explain. Okay, you lock into a fixed rate mortgage. You know exactly how much you're going to pay per month for your home and your mortgage payment. And most people do have a fixed loan unless you're in a construction loan, in which case that is variable. But again, that has a cap on the increase. It only goes up 2.5% in most mortgages. So you have a cap on your mortgage. You know exactly how much that payment's going to be. Here's the problem with an apartment. Typically, you have a one-year lease, and you're guaranteed to keep your rate for that 1 year. As soon as that 1 year's up, guess what? You're at the mercy of the landlord. And given the lack of housing on the market, more and more people are renting. And guess what these landlords are doing? They're jacking up their rates, and they're jacking their rates up quite a bit. And a lot of people are buying into these apartments. I don't say buying in, but renting into these apartments, let's say. And some of them, they're getting in and saying, hey, this is a pretty good rate. And then their lease comes up and they see these huge, huge increases and they're forced to move or find a different apartment. Or guess what? They buckle down, they pay the higher apartment rate, rental rate, and they see their chances of buying a home get pushed further and further out because now they're spending more and more money towards your rent and it's not going towards an asset. It's just going out the window. And that, my friends, is the sixth reason why it's a good idea and a good reason to invest in housing, the equity that you create by owning a home or real estate. In a typical $400,000 home, you're going to gain about $7,000 a year in equity every year. That's like saving money. That's like putting money aside. Now, it's not going into a traditional bank account. You can't see the dollar bill stacked up, but that's the general amount of money that you're putting aside from your principal and your mortgage every single year that you can now, again, borrow against, like I mentioned earlier, or eventually when you sell, you're going to have and capture that equity and be able to use it towards another purchase. But there's another added factor, not just the equity, it's the wealth that you create. And this is why you should buy a home as soon as possible. If you're a younger person, buy a home as soon as you can. Even if it's a small house, it's a dumpy house, it needs fixing up, you're going to be so much better off financially because you're creating wealth. You're going to also create an additional about $6,500 on average in wealth when you buy a home each year. And that's because of the appreciation of the asset. Now, again, the property you buy could go down in value for a short period of time. But if you again look at a trend line, overall, the value of homes increase quite a bit, sometimes between 5 and 10%. Lately, it's been 10 to 11%. So you are creating wealth in the equity that you've put into the home and the additional value that that asset is going to grow at over the next couple of years. So if I told you that you would be able to, say, save $13,500 every single year over a 10-year period, you would say, absolutely, I want to do that. I want to take that. I want that advantage. Well, if you do want that advantage, buy a house and you'll have it. Okay, seventh reason why it's a good idea to invest in real estate is tax breaks. There are still tax breaks out there. And I know they've eliminated the mortgage interest deduction, but it's been rolled into, if you file the standard filing, you'll automatically get that standard $15,000 deduction. So there is a tax break built into housing. In addition, you can deduct your property taxes off your income. So there still are tax breaks for owning housing. And that is another very important reason for investing into homes or real estate. And the eighth reason and final reason why it's a good idea to invest in homes and real estate is that it's a hedge against inflation. And guess what? We're seeing a lot of inflation right now. But over time, property values tend to rise higher than inflation. And that's been true even into this year. It's been true. So while inflation was only going up 1% to 2%, home values were going up 9% and 10%. That sounds like a good investment to me. But even now, this year, with inflation being at 9.1%, you're like, well, that's probably not going to be the case anymore. But guess what? Home values were up 10.5%. That means that you were at a 1.4% higher gain than the inflation. So it was a hedge against inflation. Now, if inflation rates go up even higher and home values start to decline, that could potentially get wiped away. But over the last, say, 5, 10 years, you'd have made out. And so you may have one bad year in those 10 years. But on a trend line, if you own a home for 10 years, you're going to come out way ahead. So it is a great hedge against inflation. And again, this is sort of the ninth unofficial. Like I said, this was 8 reasons, but I do have a ninth. This is a good time to buy real estate, especially if the values decline slightly in the next couple months. This is the perfect time to buy. Remember, buy low, sell high. So it might be a really good time to invest in real estate and then take advantage of those gains that we know are going to come when the recession is over. So there you go. There are 8 reasons plus a bonus reason why it is a good idea to invest in homes and real estate. Hopefully this was helpful to you guys, educational, and especially to you younger home buyers out there that are thinking about getting into the housing market. Do it as soon as possible and start capturing that equity and that wealth, and you'll be well on your way to having a stable and a good investment for a long time.